AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The trouble may not be over in Waco, Texas. Police say a shootout between rival motorcycle gangs left 9 bikers dead, 18 injured, and led to 192 arrests. And this morning, police spokesman Sergeant Patrick Swanton says,
"We have had threats against law enforcement officers throughout the night from various biker groups. We are very aware that some of them have come into our city, and we have a contingency plan to deal with those individuals if they try to cause trouble here."
The gunfight apparently began after an argument in a restroom. Amtrak says its trains are safer now with a new speed control system on the northbound as well as the southbound trains. The trains began running again this morning between New York and Philadelphia, the site of last week's derailment, which killed 8 people and injured more than 200 others. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says they don't know yet what caused the accident. But as for that report that a gunshot may have hit the train's windshield,
I'd like to downplay that part of it. I've seen the fracture pattern. It looks like something about the size of a grapefruit, if you will, and it did not even penetrate the entire windshield.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Another toe just dipped into the Republican race for president, sort of. Senator Lindsey Graham isn't making it official just yet, but this morning he told CBS's Charlie Rose,
"I've got the best job in the world, a senator from South Carolina. I've got a very comfortable life. I'm running because of what you see on television. I'm running because I think the world is falling apart. I've been more right than wrong on foreign policy."
The fall of Ramadi to Islamic State militants is being called a stunning defeat for the Iraqi security forces. And now we're learning that the militants likely killed hundreds of soldiers and civilians and forced thousands of people to flee their homes. This is AP Radio News. Just as you begin the work week, gas prices are going up. Here's our Nikki Mayo.
The average national price of a regular gallon of gasoline has jumped 22 cents in the past 3 weeks to $2.80.
Part of the rise in price was the hike in crude oil prices. In this period, it was caused by a weakening of the U.S. dollar.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas price hikes will likely slow or stop because of an expected increase in supplies.
If we assume little change in crude, I think this price spike will come to an end fairly quickly.
Los Angeles had the highest priced gasoline at $3.95 a gallon. I'm Nikki Mayo.
Tops at the weekend box office, Pitch Perfect 2, which took in more than twice as much money in its debut weekend as it cost to make it. Finishing a distant second is Mad Max Fury Road. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.